This is Ted Kennedy. Some Republicans say the election was no mandate for Bill Clinton. I say it is. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, I notice a lot of Republican sour grapes flowing in the aftermath of the election. Some of you have even had the shamelessness to argue that the verdict of the people was not a mandate for change. It wasn't just a mandate, Al. It was a resounding mandate for change. People want the government to do something about the challenges we face, starting with the economy, health care, and education. That's what Bill Clinton pledged, and that's why he won. Throughout the campaign, Republicans tried to be for change, too. But the only change you wanted was to change the subject, and the voters didn't let you. Almost half the country voted for Bill Clinton. If you add the parole voters, almost two-thirds the country voted for change. That's a solid mandate for change in anybody's book, Al, even yours.
A mandate for change? You betcha. But a mandate for Bill Clinton? Not quite, Ted. 57% of all Americans voted against Bill Clinton. You may call that resounding. I call it a lead gong. Fact is, Bill Clinton and Michael Dukakis had almost the same number of votes, and I don't remember anybody saying Dukakis had any mandate. Ted, if Bill Clinton follows your every eternal solutions to raise taxes, up the deficit, increase government spending, Republicans will continue to just do what we always have done, protect those American taxpayers. President-elect Clinton must work with Republicans to make this country more safe and more secure and to guarantee every American a shot at the American dream. And Ted, if you still don't think that cooperating with Republicans is important anymore, just watch what happens to your old bandwagon when one of the wheels comes off. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.